This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County, Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter, and it's very different to everything else we ever do. It's called Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and it's literally that. It's completely and utterly unedited. And let me explain how we come upon this episode. So every day during the week, we broadcast our podcast live on our Facebook page, normally at about 1:30 on a weekday. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, if you're not already on it, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Anyway, we do the show most days live on our Facebook page. And while the audience is building up on Facebook, before our main conversation of the day, we sit here in our little studio in Portmarnock talking absolute rubbish. It is literally bollocksology for 10 or 15 minutes while the audience is building up on Facebook. And we literally get everything and anything off our chest. So, for example, on this episode, you'll be hearing about the death wish against Jeremy 5 years ago. You'll hear how you could make normal food, like, for example, something I love, sausage, beans and chips, sound posh on a menu. And we try to convince Jeremy that there are plenty of decent tourist spots to go in Ireland. So, let's start last Monday.
I have an anniversary today, actually.
Have you?
I have some great news for you guys, for all of you.
It's your anniversary?
No, it's not my... It's kind of an... I have an anniversary. And... here's the bottom line, and I don't want to start off with on a downer.
Yeah? Okay, well then don't.
No, I should be dead now.
Oh, that's an interesting anniversary.
Yeah, so you know that movie...
This is the I Should Be Dead anniversary.
The I Should Be Dead anniversary, yeah. So you know, what's the name of the movie where they cheat death? Have you ever cheated death?
Once, yeah.
Did you cheat death?
Yeah, I did cheat death, yeah.
Oh, you got married twice. So literally, you cheated death twice.
No, I actually did cheat death once.
My wife asked me that the other day, by the way.
What?
If we either broke up or if she died, would I marry again?
Yeah.
It's a very difficult question to give an answer to.
What was your answer?
I did what I do all the time. I distracted and deflected.
Oh, it's time for me to go to the shops? Is that when you...
Oh, jeez, I've got the runs. But I say, how do you ask?
Sorry, who actually says that out loud?
Oh, I do. I use the runs for an excuse for everything.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a little bit weird as well, if you don't mind me saying.
When I'm out drinking with my mates and watching
football. But you
don't do that. Sorry, I do go out drinking.
I'd refer you to a previous podcast where you said I have a smoothie. That's what you said.
Yeah, but I do when I'm watching football with the lads and we get into it. I hate round. You know I don't like rounds.
Oh, yeah, you're the tight bastard that always...
No, it's nothing to do with tight.
That is.
No, here's the thing about... I mean, we'll get back to why it's my anniversary in a second, but I have to give it about rounds. Here's my problem with rounds, yeah?
Come on.
Rounds only suit the big drinkers. I'm not a big drinker.
Well, you kind of are.
No.
When there's a free bar, you order triples.
Oh, jeez, when I'm a free bar, I'm like J.R. in Dallas. Remember J.R. in Dallas? Sue Ellen, you're a slut.
I think it was Sue Ellen had the drink problem, though. She was the one with the drink problem.
But she was with a pig of a man.
Anyway, sorry, hello?
Oh.
1982 is on the phone for you.
Everybody knows who J.R. is. Sue Ellen, you slut.
I don't think everybody does. I bet you there's people actually listening to this podcast now who have no idea who JR or Sue Ellen actually are.
But Sue Ellen was married to JR, but Sue Ellen was driven to drink by his philanderous ways.
Yes, he was.
JR was a ladies' man.
He was.
And he cheated on her, and she found out about it, and it drove her to the bottle. Anyway, it's nothing about JR and Sue Ellen, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I would be, rounds only suit big drinkers like you. So I end up being stiffed when it's rounds.
Yeah.
Because I drink slow.
Yeah, but then you're the person who's sitting there, yeah? Not involved in the round. It's just so antisocial.
Yeah, I don't.
Very, very antisocial.
Yeah, I don't like.
Oh, here's send an old staffer. Here's a posh name.
Yeah.
Dorothy Ryan De Silva.
Yeah, De Silva.
Hello,
yeah.
Dorothy Ryan De Silva. Yeah. And Dorothy says.
She married foreign.
What?
She married foreign.
Who's he?
No, she married a foreign man. So her name is Dorothy Ryan, yeah?
Oh, right. And she married somebody called Mr. De Silva.
She married an exotic man.
It mightn't have been a Mr. De Silva. It could have been. Madame De Silva?
No, she married an exotic man.
What, because his name is De Silva?
Oh yeah, that's an exotic.
Anyway, Dorothy Ryan De Silva says, hi from Australia. Send an all staff email. Somebody's listening to us.
I don't know, the three of us are here. There's actually no need. Amanda, she's in Australia.
She's in Australia, job done.
Anyway, I'm
always delighted when somebody is listening to us at the far side of the world, because Australia is, you've never been there. You've never been to the other side of the world.
No, I don't want to go to Australia. Yeah, bugs are too big. Can I ask you a question, Dorothy De Silva? When you're listening
Ryan
to
De Silva.
When you're listening to the podcast in Australia, is there ads for like, hello, Harvey Norman, what's the currency in Australia?
The Aussie dollar.
Is it dollars?
Yeah.
That's very lazy.
Well, no, it's an Aussie dollar. It's not worth the same as the American dollar.
But it's very lazy. Then when you're coming up with a currency, you just use the same name as America.
And New Zealand has the New Zealand dollar, which you wouldn't.
Get your own currency.
You wouldn't know. And in fact, those two countries have the bloody British flag on their flags.
Okay, we're not talking about rounds anymore, Australia.
Anyway, Dorothy Ryan De Silva, thanks for listening to us. What part of Australia are you in?
Doesn't matter. Anyway, I cheat. What's the movie where they cheat death? You know you can't cheat death.
Yes.
Death always comes back to get you.
Oh, yes. You can't cheat it permanently.
Sorry, Flatliners was the movie. Yeah, this is where a group of people, they cheated. Weren't they on a roller coaster?
No, did Flatliners not experiment with death? They did.
No, they're on the roller coaster and one of them gets off the roller coaster and the roller coaster explodes. So he cheats death. And then death is after him through the whole movie. Oh, where's death? Oh, death's behind me.
No, that's not Flatliners.
It doesn't matter. That's me at the moment.
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Flatliners was,
What? Yeah, it's a movie about killing themselves or something like that.
Oh.
What do you just keep saying ooh for?
No, there was no Flatliners. Oh, yeah. Kiefer Sutherland was in it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. That was the movie.
That was the movie where they basically killed each other and brought them back to life again.
Oh, to see what it'd be like to walk up to the pearly gates.
Correct, yeah.
Now, I would love to do that on you.
What, kill me?
No, to bring you to the point of death and then bring you back. Because just so that you know, because you wouldn't be going to the pearly gates. You'd be going downstairs.
There's not a hope. Well, firstly, you don't believe in all that shit.
No, I don't. What? Believe that there's a big gates up in the clouds?
Yeah, or there's a big fiery pit down there.
Oh, no, I don't believe in the fiery pit down there. Although, there is a bit of a fiery pit down here. I had a curry last night, but we won't talk about that.
So, to go back to the anniversary, yeah?
Yeah. I should be dead. So, did you ever get a, you know where you can check your anniversary things, tweets that you, from a few years ago?
Yeah.
So, 4 years ago, sorry, 5 years ago today, I was having an argument with an anti-vaxxer on
social,
on X, Twitter, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And she sent me a tweet, and I know this because I retweeted, and he says, you'll be dead in 5 years, clot boy. Ha, 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 ha.
I forgot.
Yeah, do you remember that? You'll be dead in 5 years.
Clot boy.
So this was exactly today, 5 years ago. I assume it was the vaccine out then.
It was, yeah.
The poison. The poison was out. So this absolute lunatic of a woman wished death on me.
So this was May 2021.
Yeah, that's exactly. How did you know that?
That was 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Yeah.
Jeez, maybe the vaccine made me a bit stupid. Anyway, she wished death. I was arguing to her about the vaccine on Twitter. I used to get into an awful lot of rows on Twitter.
Could you be bothered now?
No, I couldn't be arsed. No, my days of rowing are over. Anyway, she turns around to me and she says, you'll be dead in 5 years' time, clot boy. you put a hyphen between clot and boy? Is that?
Well, I don't actually think it's an expression.
No, it is an expression. Ha, 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 ha. And then she put up an emoji of a needle. I didn't even know there was a needle emoji. Why would you need a needle emoji? Under what circumstances would you send, unless you're friends with a junkie and you're saying, did you shoot up today?
Maybe maybe so.
Of, why do you need an emoji of a needle?
Anyway,
it's like, why do you need an eggplant emoji? Why would you ever need to send...
I don't know.
Because that is the one vegetable that nobody eats.
By the way, well, I can ask a final question. Why are there so many fucking emojis?
There's
who uses 90.9% of them?
Yeah, there's an awful... And then they've included... Because inclusive and all that. They have black person emojis as well.
I know, I get that.
Oh, do you?
I
it's a bit woke.
That.
It's a bit
no,
woke.
No, it's not. It's not. Black people use iPhones as well.
I know, but what was wrong with a black person doing a thumbs up with white skin?
No, really? I support that.
Oh, God.
However,
Kennedy gone woke.
However, I don't support 99.9% of the emojis. What do they even mean?
So do you think a black man in give me a country in...
Come on.
Give me a country in Africa.
Come on, be brave.
Let me think. Hang on, let me think of it. What was the one that Michael Jackson had a song about?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Liberia.
Liberian girl, that's right.
Do you think there was a black man in Liberia and every time he sent a thumbs up and it was a white thumbs up, he was getting offended going, oh, I better not do an African.
No, you better not.
Can you do African voice anymore?
No, not really, no.
I think you can you?
Like, okay, look here at my phone. Look at all the faces here.
No, there's too many emojis.
Far too many emojis. And it's not even that there's too many. People don't use them.
Like, there's one emoji, guys, and I'll show it to Adrian there. Look, it's a set of lungs. Now, they don't look like your lungs because yours are black. These are actually healthy lungs. Not cancerous lungs.
Yeah,
like
who would want to send that emoji?
So under what circumstances would you send lungs to somebody?
I don't know.
Anyway, I digress. She sent me a message saying I'll be dead in 5 years. So I should today, technically...
You shouldn't be here.
Now, the tweet was sent...
Our Casey should be sitting there.
Now, over my dead body.
Well, that would never happen.
No, that won't. She won't get my seat.
What?
She won't get my
her
seat.
Her name's going up on the door as soon as you're gone.
No door, no name.
There is.
No.
You know where the way outside our studio door it says, Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy?
Yeah, it does. That's because it's their podcast.
Scribbled out straight away.
No, this is my
You'd
company.
You'd be dumped.
This is my company.
I know, you'd be dead. Sure. What can you do about it?
Sorry, does Donald Trump hand over his companies to lackeys? No, hey. He doesn't. No.
Are you calling Katie a lackey?
No lackey in my seat. No lackey, no latte. Yeah. No lackey, no latte.
You'll be dead anyway, so you'll know no different.
So the tweet, and this is very important, guys, because I've cheated death. And by the way, I'm not making fun of people who have been sick because of the vaccine injuries.
Yeah.
You talk about vaccine injuries. I got the vaccine 3 times, I think, and I'm getting my boosters. I get a booster once a week, don't I? One booster once a week. But this woman said... I love boosters. And this tweet was sent at 11:54, 5 years ago. So
you're now...
You're now
living in the afterlife, are you?
No, I'm here, I'm alive. But I've officially cheated death. So death can't come after me anymore, can it?
Well, do you not think you're going to die eventually?
Now, she also said, I'll have to post this online later, the conversation I had. She also said, after I got the vaccine, so I got the COVID vaccine... Sorry, hang on a second, my phone's ringing. Hey, Fizey, how are you? Good, yeah. I'm not pushing it enough. Did Adrian get his last payment? Did you get your last payment? Pfizer. It's Pfizer on the phone.
No, it didn't actually, no.
Sorry, no, the money hasn't arrived in... No, he asked it for Revolut, so it can't be traced by the tax man. All his dodgy dealings go to Revolut.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, no problem, Mr. Pfizer, I'll push the vaccine. Anyway, the vaccine was great for me. Absolutely great for me.
Great for you.
Loved it. Couldn't get enough of it into my veins. And in this conversation...
I apparently developed a turbocharged cancer.
Well, you did, that's true. You did have...
No, I did get cancer.
Yeah.
But not from the vaccine, and it wasn't turbocharged.
Yeah, it was from the 80 cigarettes he was smoking every fucking day. That was the cancer. It wasn't the turbo, it wasn't the vaccine, it was the 80 cigarettes
a day. I didn't smoke cigarettes through my prostate, you fool of a man. Who could possibly do that?
What did Lucy say to Colin?
Make a note of that, actually.
I didn't smoke...
Here before,
you know what? You rarely say funny things on this podcast, which is why it's faltering
in
the ratings. And I've waited 4 years for you to say something funny, and you literally...
Okay, can we just... I have to play a voice note before we wrap this up. This is our Katie, actually.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I don't know what she's going to say, but...
Is it able to be played on air? You'd want to be very careful.
Here we go. This is our Katie.
Okay.
If anything should happen to Jeremy and he's right and death is coming for him...
Yeah, no.
Just know that I will be ready to step in. I will be that soldier, and I will take over. And not only take over, and continue his legacy... But I will improve the podcast. So, Jeremy, don't worry. I will be there if and when the time shall come. I'm packing my bags now.
Well, you don't need to pack your bags, just in the studio. Like, you don't need to bring in...
You might move into the hotel.
You don't need to bring in clothes. But no, Casey, I have bad news for you. I have officially...
cheated death.
What's the movie?
Flatliners, no.
No, Jesus Christ. What was the name of the movie?
Somebody said it.
Oh, there we go. Gareth has said it. It's called Final Destination.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Gareth, I've news for you. I have passed the Final Destination.
Yeah.
Also, she said in the message to me, guys, I don't know if you remember this. Oh, God, hang on a sec. Hey, Fizey, don't mention that. I know, I will. That's okay. Yeah, I'll tell Adrian you said hello. Okay, thanks. Where does he want his next cruise? Bahamas.
That'd be lovely, yeah.
It's a Pfizer cruise.
Thanks. Yes, it is, yeah.
It's a Pfizer cruise. Everyone, Bahamas.
Needles hanging out of their arms.
See, when you take them out. Anyway, she also said in the thread that she was talking to me, guys, she said that after I got the vaccine, do you remember this, that people believe this, that metal would be attaching itself to the implant in your arm.
I can see that. It's stuck there.
So, guys, do you remember this, that they were spreading... Now, I don't know. If there is somebody listening to this podcast... And literally...
And there's a fork attached to your arm.
When you walk into a restaurant... and like cars are gravitating beside you. But you remember they were spreading that...
I do.
And so, yes, I know, Fizey. It's a false rumour. Yeah, it's a false rumour. Have you ever had a knife or a fork stick to your arm?
Not that I recall.
Can you imagine going into a posh... Not you, you don't go to posh restaurants.
What?
No, but see me. When I'm eating Milano's, which would be a very upmarket.
Posh about Milano's.
It's very posh.
No, it's not.
Oh, pesto dough.
Oh, no, you do go to a posh restaurant. You do. Joelle's on the Nace Road. Yes, you do.
Well, there, yeah, take Joelle's as a posh restaurant
on the Nace Road, yeah.
So can you imagine...
Posh. Uber posh. Yeah, go on.
And when I go to Joelle's, for dessert, I would have the Knickerbocker Glory.
That's very posh, yeah.
It is. So that was the Queen's favourite dessert. Knickerbocker Glory. Yeah, that was the Queen's favourite dessert. And imagine me sitting down in Joelle's, guys, and the waiter brings out the Knickerbocker Glory. You know, it has a really long spoon in it. Have you ever had a Knickerbocker Glory?
Obviously. You need the big long spoon to get down to the bottom.
Oh, no, I like licking it out. I love...
Jeez, you have some fucking tongue if we can get to the end of that glass.
Have you been talking to Mrs. Dixon?
No, I have not.
I love licking it out. In fact, I nearly got barred from Joelle's for licking it out.
That's what I said, a classy joint.
What? Anyway, imagine sitting down in Joelle's and the waiter brings it over... Now, sir, here's your dessert for today. Enjoy it. Enjoy this Knickerbocker Glory and cleanse your palate. You know, you cleanse your palate.
With the Knickerbocker Glory?
Oh, yeah, you cleanse the palate. Have you never had a palate cleanser?
But it wasn't called a Knickerbocker Glory.
Well, did you not have a palate cleanser at your wedding?
I can't remember.
Oh, I just didn't even know. Actually, I'd say your wedding was a bit downmarket, if you don't mind me saying so.
Why?
Because I heard that the palate cleanser that they had... So for those of you who don't know, a palate cleanser is something posh people have at weddings. We had one at our wedding.
What did you have?
And it was a sorbet.
Yeah. Not a fucking Knickerbocker Glory.
Sorbet de pomegranate was what I had.
Pomegranate sorbet.
Yeah. Blech. So Adrian's, let's just say there was unsavory people at Adrian's wedding. A lot of unsavory.
What?
Oh, there was. Remember all the things parked at the back of the hotel and stuff like that? Like, it was unsavory. Adrian's. So a palate cleanser, guys, is when you have the starter, it's soup. Yeah?
Yeah. Can we get on with this conversation?
Well, I'm just explaining. And then before you have the main course...
But all I'm saying is a Knickerbocker Glory is not a palate cleanser.
Oh, it is.
No.
Anyway, the palate cleansers at Adrian's wedding were a bag of Treboar sweets.
And they were gorgeous. They were absolutely massive.
I do like a Treboar.
You'd have preferred that.
I do like a Treboar sweet. It would have been cheaper than the pomegranate sorbet.
Well, that sounds disgusting.
Anyway, guys, I've cheated death. I'm here. Casey, I'm sorry, I ain't going anywhere. I've never been fitter. And in fact, Adrian, I know this is an audio podcast. Adrian has a metal scissors in his hand. See if it sticks to my arm. Don't stick it in me now.
Oh, dude, look.
Oh, God.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
There's no point in mentioning the mug again, should it not?
Why?
Can we mention the mug?
Yeah. If you want one of our travel mugs here, you just send the word mug and your name to 0858252626.
Who is that the person we used to work with?
Who?
A girl just texted called Rachel Quinn. We used to work with a Rachel Quinn.
Did we indeed?
Oh my God, you're terrible for remembering past colleagues. You're literally...
I sent you a video from Lanzarote.
That was 28 years ago.
No, I sent you an interview, a video from Lanzarote the other day. With somebody who said, I used to work with Jeremy.
Yeah, hang on. I'm trying to work out the years.
And you worked together in the courtyard in Donnybrook.
What's 26 and 7?
What? 26 and 7?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm 33.
I don't think it is.
33, yeah. 33.
So I worked with this woman 33 years ago, and you expect me to remember. You worked with this girl, Rachel Quinn, yeah?
Rachel Quinn.
Stop repeating her name.
I don't know Rachel Quinn.
Well, I don't know if it's the same Rachel Quinn, but there's a woman called Rachel Quinn, yeah?
Yeah.
Just messaged us, yeah? And we used to work with a Rachel Quinn.
Oh.
No, it's not her.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a different... Do you not remember Rachel
Quinn? How do you know, by the way? Because that profile picture is the woman's arse.
Oh, Jesus, now she thinks we're creeping. Sorry, Rachel, we're not creeping on your arse. Because this Rachel Quinn...
I don't know any Rachel Quinn.
Oh, you do, hang on. Yeah, absolutely do, hang on. No. You worked with the woman for years.
No regulation.
There she is. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's her.
What?
You're terrible. Adrian, if he's on an
island. Oh, is that her there, the next picture?
There,
I remember Rachel Quinn.
There, yeah, I remember
her.
Yeah,
I remember her well. Yeah, how are you, Rachel?
No, not how are you. She doesn't want to say hello to you now. Adrian is awful, but I'll often on a Saturday night. Oh no, Rachel is saying.
No, I didn't work with yous.
That's correct, Rachel, because I wouldn't work with someone who says yous. No, I just couldn't. I'm sorry, Rachel. I can't work with someone who uses the word yous. It's Y-O-U. You is also, by the way, for those who don't know, you is a plural and a singular.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
No, I don't.
You must think I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, I do think you're a fucking idiot.
No.
Anyway, be regular on
the. Yous can go fuck off.
Yous. Anyway, different Rachel Quinn. It'd be quite standard on a Saturday night that I get a message from the Bell Kennedy there. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, where did that come from, by the way? The Bell?
Yeah, I don't know.
And he'll say, so I'm talking to a person. He has brown hair and a moustache. And
we worked with him in FM 104.
Or whatever. What's his name? What's his fucking name? And I'll deliberately ignore Adrian's message. You're terrible for remembering people, aren't you?
Well, I actually had a video with this woman.
28 years
who
ago,
who worked
whatever.
With you in the courtyard in Donnybrook. Is that still there?
It's in Marco Pierre White's now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, it was in that restaurant in Donnybrook, yeah?
By the way.
What? No, it wouldn't be for me either.
What?
That's too pompous.
Yeah.
Nah.
Myself and Adrian have one thing in common.
Marco Pierre White's?
We don't do pompous food.
Nah.
Like, I don't want champignon.
Nah. I do like champignon, but I don't call them champignon.
No, you call them champignon.
Exactly. Yes. What's the problem with
mushrooms?
Have
you seen the thing that ChatGPT can do? Wait a second, hang on, before we go, hang on. Is it GPT? Or
yeah,
maybe?
GPT.
GPT.
Well, what can it do?
So, to do a dish that would be eaten in a council estate, fish fingers, yeah?
Yeah.
And what would you have? Make fish fingers and beans sound posh, yeah? Yeah?
Finnish fingers. You fat fingers.
I do have fat fingers. Make fish fingers, yeah? And beans.
Oh, I do love fish fingers and beans.
Like a posh gourmet meal, yeah?
Yeah. Good. Because that could allow me to eat them more.
Okay, so if you were to go into a restaurant and you were to order fish fingers with beans.
Okay.
By the way, we need a restaurant that does fish fingers and beans.
So underrated.
I know, it's pretty much rated. But no. It's
fish fingers and beans, that's gorgeous.
No, it's Ballymun food.
I'm going to have it on the way home. I'll stop in Ballymun if I have to.
But if you went into a posh restaurant, here's how you could sell. Because most stuff on menus in restaurants is posh, isn't it? It's just worded posh. Like when we were doing our menu tasting for our wedding, there was a thing on the menu and it was like locally sourced keps, CEPS.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. But when we were sitting down, did you do wedding tasting?
Yeah.
Both times?
Yeah, fish fingers and beans.
Jeez, that's why you're so fat. You've been to so many wedding tastings. All those
weddings.
We did
fish fingers and beans.
No, you didn't. But anyway.
Should have.
We were sitting in front of the chef and he was like, so for the main course I can give you, because we got married in Spain, for the main course. His name was...
Manuel. They're all called Manuel.
No, that's the waiter, Manuel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, his name was Georges.
Georges?
Georges.
He was French then, was he?
No, it's a Spanish name. And he was like, for the main course, I can give you a...
So he's Greek now, is he?
Locally sourced sea bass. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
With fried keps.
And what are fried keps?
We didn't want to say that. We didn't want to sound like ignoramuses, yeah?
Okay, have you ever found out since?
No, can you actually find out what a kep is? CEP. I remember this. It was a kep with a white wine jus.
That's just gravy.
Yeah.
What were they called again?
What?
Keps.
Keps!
CEPS. KEPS is an acronym. No.
It's a type of food. What food?
So deep fried KEPS.
Demi-glazed. I don't know. It was just KEPS anyway. What are KEPS?
Oh, sautéed KEPS. Oh, look.
What are KEPS?
They're like... they're like seafood. They're like...
So I was bullshitting my way.
Oh, they're Mediterranean crustaceans.
Like, guys, you may not believe this about me, but I'm not a food snob. I would eat like...
Oh, they're called SEPS, C-E-P-S, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. That's right. I obviously got it wrong.
Yeah.
As in sepsis. It gives you blood poisoning. I don't know.
What are SEPS? C-E-P-S. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Myself and Adrian are very... We're bread and butter people, aren't we?
Oh, no, they're wild foraged edible mushrooms.
Well, that's why you said locally sourced KEPS. Or SEPS. KEPS.
Oh, okay.
I'm a bit of a scumbag when it comes to food, yeah?
It's the one thing we have in common.
Yeah, I'd eat a kebab off a homeless man's arse cheeks.
Would you indeed?
Oh, I would, yeah, if I was hungry. If I was hungry and I was coming home from a night out, yeah?
Well, I'd have fish fingers and beans off his arse cheeks, because you've given me a goo for that.
So anyway, if you're to order fish fingers and... sorry.
Yes, can you give me the posh meal? Right,
if you are sort of from a council estate, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to have fish fingers and beans at your wedding, but you don't want to write fish fingers and beans at the wedding, yeah?
Yeah, come on. It's a bit late now because it's over, but...
I know, you'll get married again. There's another one on the horizon, I'd say.
Come on.
It's only a matter of time. I'll do your menu for you, by the way. So...
The menu will say...
Tonight's feature dish is a delicately crisped fillet of sustainably sourced white fish...
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Coated in golden panko style crumb.
Oh, fantastic. Like that crumb. Is beautiful, yeah.
Accompanied by a... Oh, here we go. That's getting bollocks now. Accompanied by a slow simmering haricot bean. Cassoulet. I don't even know what a fucking cassoulet is. Oh, no, here's the ketchup. Yeah. Yeah. Sweetened tomato reduction. Served with a touch of sea salt and a refined drizzle of malt vinegar essence.
That sounds gorgeous.
There you go. I'm sold.
But read down the page further.
Yeah.
The restaurant menu would read, crispy North Atlantic fish goujons.
Oh, yeah, goujons.
With a rustic white bean and vine-ripened tomato ragu, finished with smoked sea salt and a subtle malt reduction. That sounds cool.
So basically, you can make, like, I know, you know where you always slag off your wife's cooking. You say,
no, I don't.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah,
contraire, Monsieur Dixon.
Oh, you do. What did you say to me last week? I'm surprised I'm still alive.
My wife missed her calling. She should have been a gourmet chef.
Your wife's name is Mr. Calling?
She missed her calling.
She should have been a
Michelin star chef.
Ah, but you were you looking for
that's
the ride
brilliant.
Tonight or something like that?
She's brilliant.
Cop on.
Yep.
Well, you go home and you ask her to make you a bed of heritage tomato braised legumes. What's a legume?
Beans, basically.
Is that what a legume is? Yeah. Paired with a deconstructed potato accompaniment. That's a fucking potato waffle. We need to do a whole podcast just on this. That, you know, the way our listeners will be quite working class.
You said that now, not me.
You know, you always called them the great unwashed.
No, you say that, not me. I've never once said that.
By the way, lads, he called you the great unwashed.
Never once.
Why don't we get them to send in their favourite. In fact, we'll do it in a few minutes. Yeah, if that makes sense. Yeah, we'll do it in a few minutes. We get them to text in what their favourite working class meal is and we will posh it up.
Okay.
Like, give me another working class meal. Or what are the kids in Finglas eating tonight? Hang on, his phone's ringing.
Who's that?
Councillor Gavin Pepper. Hey, Gav! How's it going? How are you?
What do you eat down your neck of the woods?
What do you eat in Finglas West? West or East?
West, yeah.
West. What are you eating, Fingus West there, Gav? Oh, very good. Oh, beef bourguignon.
Oh, right, okay.
By the way, this may or may not be Gavin Pepper on the phone. Okay, thanks, Councillor Gavin Pepper. Say bye-bye to Councillor Gavin Pepper.
Thanks, Gavin Pepper.
Thanks, yep. Councillor Gavin Pepper. Yep. Bye-bye. Anyway, we'll do that in a couple of minutes.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Come on,
turn the radio on.
What are you talking about? Why are you singing it?
It's Friday night won't be long. Gonna do my hair, put my makeup on.
Are you?
Sometimes on this podcast, is this multi-award-winning podcast, multifaceted podcast.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
Oh my God, you got it.
I got it.
Someone obviously told you in your ear.
No.
Sometimes you age yourself very badly. No,
I'm very good at doing.
By the way, that song's about 10 years old.
Yeah. No, what I'm good at doing is actually singing a song through in my head, yeah?
Yeah.
And I got there. The song's called Dollar Bills.
No, it's not. You're talking about a completely different song.
Yeah. Maybe I don't need dollar bills. I have fun too. But I love cheap thrills. Yeah, cheap thrills. There you go.
Who's in your ear?
Nobody's in my ear.
Are you saying she's in his ear?
No, she's not. She's not. Now, are we going to do this
or
what?
It's called Cheap Thrills.
Cheap Thrills,
by the way, as we record this podcast, it's a very, very warm day. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
Well, by the time you're listening to this podcast. Oh.
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But by the time you're listening to this, it's probably a shit day.
It could be snowing. Who knows? That's the joy of podcasts. Yeah. You can listen to it at any time. Like my wife at the moment, God rest her, is at home.
Has she passed away?
No, she hasn't passed away. No, just hope she has a nice sleep today.
Oh, okay.
She's been working very hard. And at the moment, she's watching like the Christmas episode of Coronation Street. That's how far behind she is. That's why, what's it called?
She's watching the Christmas.
She's way behind, yeah.
That's more than way behind.
No, she's a bit behind on her episode.
It's nearly next Christmas already.
Nah, it's not. No, it's not. She hasn't watched Corrie. The last time she watched Corrie, Wham were in the charts. And they actually were.
Yeah.
Because it was Christmas. It's called, what's it called? Where you watch things when you want to watch them. On demand.
Binge watching.
Shut up. This podcast is on.
You don't tell me to shut up.
Oh, I will. This podcast is on demand, meaning that you can listen to it anytime. So there could be people listening to it now and it's winter. Could be freezing cold. But I was saying, as I was walking into where we record our podcast, there's a lovely kitchen down there that does great food. Great bit of grub, yeah?
Yeah, fantastic great bit of grub. Lovely grub, yeah.
And it reminded me of, in a past life, before I became an award-winning journalist, crime correspondent, and pretty much jack of all trades.
Crime correspondent?
Yeah. Oh, so I used to report on crime. Used to be at the drugs marches.
That's only because your man told you to go out there.
I was also a war correspondent.
Like, in fairness, health and safety, probably shouldn't have been there, really.
I used to be a war correspondent as well. One of my first broadcast guys, I did a report from Kosovo.
Can we get on with this thing you said we were going to do?
Anyway, as I was walking by the kitchen, it reminded me of my past life where I used to work in a kitchen. And the kitchen is the worst place you can work on a warm day.
Oh, it is, yeah.
On a hot day. Part of my job... when I was a commie chef.
Oh, I met somebody who works with you, but you don't even remember.
No, it was years ago.
She listens to us regularly, so your message...
You're only after adding that in now lately.
Yeah.
Changes things.
It does. Jeremy doesn't remember you at all.
Does she listen?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Great girl. Absolutely great girl.
Well, I was in Lanzarote recently. I met a woman who said she worked with Jeremy years ago. I sent him a video of her. Yeah.
Sorry, I have a big issue.
And he replied saying, who the fuck is she?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm about to get my finger stuck in the scissors. I can't get my finger out. Look. Sorry, guys. As I was talking to you, I'm fingering a scissors. For want of a better expression.
Can I ask you two questions, right?
Oh, my God.
Two questions.
Hang on. And just to prove that it's... Listen, you can actually hear.
So Jeremy has his thumb wedged into one side of the scissors.
Yeah.
And your third finger, your wedding ring finger, in the other one.
Yeah.
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 Who uses the scissors that way? Who shoves their entire fingers into a scissors like that?
Now, I've caught my fingers in very strange places over the years.
For those of you who are watching us on Facebook Live as we record this show, show us.
Look.
Pull them back there.
Look, and just to prove. I can't do the podcast. Would you pull me? No, I wouldn't trust you.
You want to pull it off?
Jesus. I'm like who's your man that stuck his finger in a dike?
I don't know.
Remember?
Sure, there have been the odd bloke who's done that.
It's an old story, a fable. I used to be told about it when I was younger.
I have no idea. I want to get on to the meals thing and you can do nothing for me.
Hang on a sec, let me...
Literally, Jeremy.
Ah, fuck. Oh, jeez. Okay.
So what were you doing with the scissors?
Oh, there it's gone. Anyway, back when I was a commie chef, one of my jobs was to come up with meals for every day, and you had to try and make them sound posh. And the restaurant I worked in as well, you know, it wasn't a posh restaurant.
That was posh-ish.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
They did Chicken Kiev. That's not posh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Chicken Kiev. They did lasagna. Any restaurant that does lasagna is not posh.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
anyway,
true.
One of the jobs that I had to come up with was the boss used to come in to me and say, what's the special today, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be beef stroganoff, or as we used to call it, a cow having a wank, beef stroganoff.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's what we used to call it. Couldn't put that on the menu, though. Can cows masturbate?
One of our listeners was after messaging us as we're recording this. I'm sunbathing while listening to you.
Oh,
yeah?
God, you better hope that, you better.
The neighbours or somebody sitting on... Yeah.
Yeah. But can a cow masturbate?
I don't know.
It's a fair question.
I don't care.
Don't they have those...
Here, Gervert is back. Gervert's back.
But they've six different things they can pull at the one time.
Gervert's back.
Anyway, one of the things I used to have to do was come up with good names for a meal, because when you go into a restaurant, it's very important how it's packaged. And as we were mentioning...
Oh, here. Tone it down a bit about anything sexual. The person who just messaged us, yeah?
Yeah.
Sunbathing while listening.
Sean.
How are you, Sean? Sunbathing while listening. Listening in Dubai. So don't talk about anything.
I love gay marriage.
What?
We need more gay marriage. We need more gay marriage. Are you listening, Dubai?
Oh, Jesus.
LGBT. I love trans people. We need more trans people in Dubai. Could you go to a drag show in Dubai?
I don't think so.
What would happen if you did?
Women should be allowed to drink as well.
Women should get pissed every day. Who's the king of Dubai?
I don't think they have a king.
A sheikh? What is he?
I don't know. Omar or something.
Anyway, as we were mentioning a few minutes ago about council, remember we were talking about council estate dinners. So, did you know that ChatGPT now can make any meal sound?
Yeah, but you explained this already.
Posh, yeah, but I'm just reiterating it. So what I want you to do, those of you who are listening to this live, in the comment section, type the most working class meal that you can think of. Basically anything that Adrian grew up on.
Very
council.
Family. Oh, I have one for you. I want you to put this in, yeah?
Okay, so I'm asking the people. So in the comments, guys, in the comments, they're all wishing each other happy birthday. Fuck off. We don't care whose birthday it is. Do not care. Hang on, just for a sec, for a friend in Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men should be able to hold hands.
Shh.
Hang on, one more. I'd say you'd like to be taken up the Burj Khalifa.
Anyhow,
I won't go to a country that doesn't support my LGBTQIFTV buddies.
Can we get on with it?
Okay, so guys, I want you to message us in the comments, yeah, and let us know the ultimate council estate dinner. Okay, the ultimate council estate dinner. And we'll put it into ChatGPT and see what it is. Okay, go ahead, Adrian.
Beans on toast. Make that sound posh.
You literally asked for something different before we pressed record, and I have that now ready.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. You don't
make fried eggs and chips sound posh.
Now, fried eggs and chips, for those of you who don't know, it's a truck driver's. It's a truck driver's.
It's massive.
It's the staple of a
truckie.
A blue-collar worker.
Yeah.
Man that gets his hands dirty, and he thinks it's a gourmet meal. So what are you saying? Fried eggs with chips, yeah? Okay, here we go. So if you were to order fried eggs and chips in the Shelburne Horseshoe Bar, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it would say on the menu, yeah?
Okay, go on.
Okay. Oh, no, this sounds very posh. Heritage eggs. So you say to me, what's the special today?
Yeah, what's your special today, Mr. Waiter?
Well, you wouldn't call it waiter. Mr. Waiter.
Mr. Waiter,
picture
yeah. Being,
no, picture in the Horseshoe Bar in the Shelburne.
Oi, waiter!
Come on. You wouldn't even get into the Horseshoe Bar. Go on.
Good afternoon, sir. What is your...
No, you don't say sir to him. I'm the waiter.
Would you say it to me?
Good afternoon, sir. Would you like to hear about our specials?
Yes, please. Your special, your main special is...
So today I recommend a heritage egg served with triple cooked frites.
Okay.
Fish and chips, or it's egg and chips, basically. That's all it is.
Okay, yeah. Actually, make it a bit posher, okay? I want you to add something into it. Okay. Ashley wants to know.
Okay.
Chips, beans and eggs.
Oh, chips, beans
my,
and eggs.
My idea
and
of heaven.
Write that other one down. They're coming in so fast. Write
my idea of absolute heaven.
Sorry, what's your idea of heaven?
What Aisling said, chips, beans and eggs.
Sorry, ChatGPT is literally after crashing. It's literally after crashing as we're trying to do this. Hang on, we'll get it here. Hang on. Hi, make, what is it?
Chips, beans and eggs.
Chips, beans and eggs sound posh on a menu. Okay, here we go. So if you were to go into the Horseshoe Bar of, okay, so here we go.
Okay, chips, beans and eggs.
Oh, I like this. Ask me what the specials are today.
What are your specials today?
Hand-cut potato frites with a slow-braised haricot bean and free-range eggs.
Excellent. Chips, beans and eggs it is.
Okay, hang on. Okay, so the next one, batter burger and chips, isn't it? Make batter burger and chips sound like a posh menu meal. Okay, so let's see what this says.
Will ChatGPT know what a batter burger is?
Oh, we'll soon find out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Char grilled. I think you see. You put the word char grilled in,
and it sounds posh. Yeah, it does,
like, it's
it
literally
does.
On a fucking pan. It's literally a pan. Okay,
but it's not actually. It's deep fried.
Oh no, this sounds even better. Yeah.
Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
Artisan flame seared beef medallion.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Covered in a light batter.
Oh,
it's never a light batter.
No, it's always fucking thick.
6 inch. That's fucking disgusting. Layered within a butter enriched brioche.
A brioche.
That's the bun.
I don't have a batter burger in a bun.
No, my local chipper does them in buns.
Who wants a batter burger in a bun?
Yeah, in Dublin 18 we serve them in buns.
Do you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay, go on anyway. Yep.
Served alongside triple cooked heritage potato batons.
Fantastic. I'll have one of them,
potato
please.
Baton. Okay, give me another one.
I have another one. Dave wants to know, fish fingers and waffles.
Okay, hang on. Make fish fingers and waffles sound posh on a menu in a posh restaurant.
Okay. So this is fish fingers and waffles.
Which I have known to give my kids, I have to say.
Do you not throw beans in? Or
no, they don't like beans.
Do they not?
No, they don't.
What, children don't like beans?
My kids don't like beans.
That's extraordinary.
Well, I didn't like beans when I was a kid either.
Did you not? Jesus, no. I lived on beans on toast.
I have, as you know, food autism.
Which is?
You don't like certain foods because of the texture of it.
Really?
Yeah. Is there nothing you wouldn't eat because you wouldn't like the texture of it?
Not really. No, I'd eat anything.
But have you ever put something in your mouth and go, I don't like the texture of that?
No, not really.
Really?
Not really. No.
Anything
no.
goes. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, here we go. What did you ask for? Fish fingers and waffles.
Yep.
Okay, so again, ask me, what's the special today?
What's your special today, please?
Why are you speaking to me like I'm a child? Like I'm a waiter in a restaurant.
Oh, you're a waiter, okay. Yeah. Oi!
Oh, come on.
What's your special today?
Artisan cured whitefish fillets in a herb crumb. I'd be a terrible waiter.
You would be.
And I used to be a waiter. Yeah. Okay, I'll try it again. Oh, sir, today we have a very nice special. Artisan cured whitefish fillets in a light herb crumb accompanied by twice crisped potato lattice waffles. Lattice, because they are lattice. They're crisscrossy. With a smoked lemon emulsion. That's literally a splash of lemon on the thing. Okay, go on, give me that.
Okay, I just got a message in. And Mark, I'm going to have to bar you from the page. Beans are disgusting, said Mark.
Yeah, they would be.
No, they're not disgusting.
Well, what I used to do, Mark.
There is the staple of my diet when I was a kid, yeah? Beans on toast, that was it.
Well, Mark, what I used to do, and I still do even as an adult. In fact, I did it, I was in Kay's Kitchen there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, Kay's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Great for a bit of lunch. And I was ordered an all-day breakfast, and my wife did as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in Kay's Kitchen. If you were there, you might have seen me. I was flicking the bean nonstop.
What do you mean you were doing? You were?
I was flicking the bean.
Where are you flicking it to?
To my wife.
What?
I was flicking it to my wife.
Why are you doing that? Why did you just pick it up with a spoon?
No, I looked down and I saw and I said, I have to flick the bean. And I spent about 5 minutes flicking the bean.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would it not go?
There was loads of beans. Literally loads of beans. Flicking them onto her plate. Don't put beans on my plate.
Mick, it says beans are the worst. No, Mick, what is wrong with you?
We're not having to talk about it. Give me one more thing for the posh menu.
Okay, the one more thing for the posh menu.
Because I'm getting good at this now, okay?
Oh, that sounds like a lovely meal now.
Okay, go on.
Waffles, spaghetti, bacon and cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make waffles, spaghetti, bacon and cheese sound posh on a posh menu for a restaurant. Hey, we're asking a lot of ChatGPT here now. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Okay, so go on. Ask me again.
What's your special today?
Now, why did he use the word heritage in front of... What does heritage mean?
That just makes it sound...
But what is a heritage potato?
It's been around for years.
Oh, I don't want to eat that. It'd be green. It'd be meldy.
Yeah, no, heritage means it's got heritage. It's got history.
But what does the word heritage mean?
History, yeah.
Okay, so ask me again.
What's your special today?
Heritage potato waffles accompanied by handcrafted pasta strands... That's spaghetti, is it?
Okay, yeah.
Spaghetti isn't handcrafted. It's made in the machine. Oh, I love the word tossed in the menu because it makes it sound like it's...
Yeah.
Tossed with oak smoked bacon.
Oh, yeah.
That's a rasher, isn't it? Yeah. And velvety mature cheese.
Okay.
Do you like velvety cheese?
Yeah, go on.
I don't even know what that is. Delicately finished with shaved farmhouse cheddar.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, maybe if you live in Finglas. That's literally a council estate dinner, that is.
I have one more for you,
okay,
yeah?
Okay, go on, yeah.
So, I'd be very impressed if ChatGPT can make this sound posh.
Okay.
A deep-fried battered Mars bar.
Shush. Make a deep-fried battered Mars bar sound posh on a menu.
Why do you speak in that tone, speaking to ChatGPT?
ChatGPT doesn't like the Dublin accent.
Oh, really?
Like, a scanger wouldn't be able to use ChatGPT. How are you now? Where do you... make a can of Dutch gold sound posh, will you there, bud?
You can do that next.
Fair play to your horse. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah. So what did you want?
A deep-fried battered Mars bar.
Now, this I know. I wouldn't... I'd have sex with Adrian before I'd eat a deep-fried Mars bar. I don't mind telling you.
Really?
I cannot think of anything worse. It sounds vile. But this sounds lovely. So go on, ask me. What's the special?
What's your special today?
A delicate cocoa caramel nougat. Nougat?
Nougat, yes.
Is that how you spell that word? Is it nougat or nougat?
Nougat, yeah. Whatever. Nougat.
Nougat. A delicate cocoa caramel nougat roulade in artisan beer batter, flash fried, that just means in the pan for a sec.
Yeah.
Flash fried, in and out. Yeah. Flash fried to perfection.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And presented on a velvety vanilla creme anglaise. Wow. Creme anglaise is basically cream.
Extraordinary.
In England.
I've one final one for you. The last one. Please make the beer Dutch Gold sound posh.
How are you, bud? Please make the beer Dutch Gold sound posh. Sounds like Brian Kerr there, actually, did. Well, oh, okay. So next time you go into an off-license, I know you don't go to off-licenses that often.
I don't think many off-licenses stock Dutch Gold, to be honest, but anyway.
Well, no, they do that thing, Lecce, don't they?
Lecce?
Yeah, my local...
Don't talk about him on this podcast. Don't you dare.
Sorry, my local... Lecce is very popular.
I'm cutting you... You say that again, I'm cutting you off.
Lecce.
You're not to say that.
It's very popular where I'm from. Lecce is very popular.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, very popular. Lecce will be more popular than you.
Really?
Yeah. My local off-license sells Lecce.
How do they make Dutch Gold sound posh?
Okay, Dutch Gold. A premium Dutch-inspired golden Pilsner.
Pilsner.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, I don't even know what a Pilsner is.
Pils, yeah.
Oh. Carefully brewed for a smooth palate. My bollocks, a smooth palate.
Cut the gob off
it's
you.
It's drunk by junkies. Okay. And elegant effervescence served at cellular temperature in polished glassware. Now, I would drink a pint of that.
Thank you. That was very good. Thank you, Mr. ChatGPT.
How do you know it's a...
Oh, I don't.
No, it's a... ChatGPT is definitely a woman.
Why?
Because it has an answer to everything.
Oh, that's true.
It literally has an answer to everything.
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I thought you said you were a patriot.
No, I've never said that.
Are you not a patriot?
No.
Do you not like Ireland?
Yeah, I love Ireland.
What's wrong with Ireland?
No, I'm very Irish.
Do you love the country?
I love the country.
Then you're a patriot.
I'm not a patriot. No, I'm not a patriot. No.
You said you were a patriot, and I'm going to hold you to that.
I don't hang flags out of my lampposts.
Oh, you don't have to hang flags out of your lampposts to be a patriot.
Now, the path outside my house is coloured green, white, and orange.
Oh, then you're a patriot.
I'll show you that I'm a patriot, okay?
Yeah, go on.
Let me just practice it. Get them out.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. You are a patriot.
Get them out.
But, you know, you said you were a patriot. And then just before we started recording today.
Close the borders. Close the borders.
Very
close
good.
The
yeah, borders. You're definitely a patriot.
By the way, when you are on social media and you're saying close the borders, yeah. It's B-O-R-D-E-R-S. The amount of patriots that can't spell borders. B-O-A-R-D-E-R-S. Oh, God. How do you spell
B-O-A-R-D-E-R-S is kids in a school that they don't leave.
Yes, a boarding school. Yeah. So if you want to close the borders, as in Wesley, the boarding school.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they want to close. Borders is B-O... Close the B-O-R-D-E-R-S.
Good man.
If you had the money, would you send your kids to boarding school?
No.
We have a friend...
Oh, yeah.
Why are you pointing at the wall? Next door.
Why did I point at the wall? We do have a friend, yeah. And this particular friend just sent them off.
Sorry, let me take my hoodie off for this conversation because there's two things I don't agree with in this life.
Right. Paying tax.
Three things. Oh, no, excuse me. I'm all compliant. I'm very...
You don't agree with it.
I'm very taxed. No one agrees with tax. If you don't agree with tax, move to Dubai. There's three things I don't agree
with. Could I do that?
Move to Dubai?
Could I move to Dubai?
Oh no, your lifestyle wouldn't go down well in Dubai. Your
meaning?
You've a questionable lifestyle.
A questionable lifestyle?
Yeah, you get up to things at the weekend that would be frowned upon in Dubai.
Really?
Oh, they wouldn't put up with your shite. They wouldn't put up with your shite.
No, what I'm thinking of, could I move to Dubai, do Opinions Matter from Dubai?
You couldn't go
and then get all my income tax free.
You couldn't go on a 24-hour bender in Dubai. A 24-hour bender.
Ah, you could in your hotel room.
Stay in your hotel room. And what about the swingers parties?
I don't do swingers parties.
Anymore.
Or ever.
Anyway.
Back to the point.
There's three things I don't agree with. One of them is homeschooling your kids.
Yeah.
Because they end up like the Burks.
Correct, yeah. No, I'd agree with you on that, yeah.
And the second thing, I won't talk about the third thing because it's very personal to me. And the second thing is sending your kids off to boarding school. What a horrible, horrible thing to do to your kids. Now, we have a friend, myself and Adrian have a friend who's very hoity-toity.
Yeah, well-to-do, if you will.
Very well-to-do. She reminds me of...
She's...
She reminds me of Patsy. You know Patsy?
Yeah.
From Absolutely Fabulous.
That's who she is. Yeah.
I don't want my children near me. Hello, darling. I don't want my children near me.
I hope she's not listening. She knows who she is.
Who, Patsy? As in, what's the
continue the, anyway?
What's the
continue.
Name?
Yeah, go on.
What's her name?
Would you get on with it?
Why would you have kids to send them off to boarding school? And how much is boarding school?
It's a lot. It's a lot of money.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
And
what's the third thing you don't like?
What? That thing.
What thing?
Not a fan of it.
What thing?
I tried it a couple of times. Wasn't for me.
What was it?
I know you always say to me,
don't knock it till you try it.
You did say that.
Yeah.
And I tried it a couple of years ago. And, well, tried it. I was pushed into doing it.
You were pushed into it?
My missus kept saying, try it, try it. So it started off with, try it, to, you better try it. If you don't try that, you're in trouble.
And did you in the end?
And I did try it, lads. And it took a bit of courage. And I know you're a fan. You're a big fan of it, obviously.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, so how do I know if I'm a fan?
There was one day she said to me, if you don't try this,
we're done.
That's it. The marriage is over. So I tried it, and it wasn't for me.
Why?
Others lap it up, not for me.
Why? Put it in the word.
It's uncomfortable.
Oh.
It's, you feel very vulnerable when it's been done.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just not nice. It wasn't a nice feeling.
Well, I don't like the dentist either.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the dentist.
Oh, are you not?
The prostate exam.
Oh.
Yeah.
I won't need to have one of them done again.
You don't own a prostate.
No, I don't. No,
so,
I traded it in.
Yeah. Is it in a jar above your...
No, it's not in a jar anywhere. Jesus.
You can keep your prostate.
What?
You can keep your prostate.
I didn't want to.
You know my neighbour who had the thing in the jar, in her mantelpiece? I lived on a road full of women with missing limbs.
Missing prostates?
No, she didn't have... She had missing limbs. And we lived beside a woman on Mrs. Kavanagh was her name, and she's dead now, God rest her.
Oh, that's all right, because you could have libelled her.
And Mrs. Kavanagh used to work in a biscuit factory called Boland's back in the day.
Yeah.
Or wasn't Boland's.
Are you going to tell this story again? This is told on episode 239 of Opinions Matter podcast.
But she lost her thumb.
Yeah, you've told the story.
I never told the story.
I'm fucking blue in the face with this story.
I told you the story over.
And the thumb was in the jar, and all the kids went around to the house and they saw the thumb in the jar. It's been told so many times.
I have never told anybody this story. I haven't even told a priest this story in confession.
Well, you should. You probably should. Your Holiness. Is that what you call a priest?
I haven't done confession in years.
Your Holiness, I keep telling this story about a thumb in a jar.
I used to be scared when you look through the you know that the little hole that he looks through.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it scared the life out of me.
Anyway, sorry, you've told the story of the woman with the thumb in the jar.
Nobody has heard the story.
Well, how do I know it?
Mrs. Kavanagh's thumb.
Yeah. She got it cut off in the biscuit factory.
So her finger got cut in the
we know it.
In the biscuit cutter.
Everybody knows the story.
And they couldn't sew it back on because that was back in the 80s when obviously they couldn't sew it.
This story is as famous as Jesus being crucified on the cross. Everybody knows about it.
Who crucified Jesus?
No, he's dead.
Oh, yeah, you'll slag off Christianity. You won't slag off Islam, Adrian.
Now, I want to go back to what I was saying at the very start. You say you're a patriot, and yet... Before we started recording this podcast, you said there are no nice tourist attractions in Ireland.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you actually did. You actually did. So I said a few places to you and you said, no, shite. No, that's shite. So I'll give you one example. I said, the Cliffs of Moher.
Well, that's in the UK, isn't it? Oh, no, where's that? Where's that?
You absolute knob.
No, that's the other thing. Sorry.
The Cliffs of Moher are in County Clare.
Sorry, yeah, not part of the UK. The other places in the UK.
What? The other place that I mentioned on this beautiful island of ours is the Giant's Causeway.
I went to the Cliffs of Moher about after 5 years of people saying, you have to go to the Cliffs of Moher, you have to go. Myself and my wife went down, and it's a long way away. And we went down, you'd never go to the Cliffs of Moher during the winter. Anyway, I got blown really, really badly down at the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah, but if it's windy in the middle of winter, it's going to happen to you.
I've never been blown so badly in my whole life. Yeah.
So did you not dig it?
No, I didn't dig it. It takes a lot to impress me, guys.
Okay, so the Cliffs of Moher. Anyway, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to send us a message to try and convince this man that there actually are.
Yeah, give me a place to go.
There actually are tourist attractions here in Ireland that are well worth visiting, okay? Send us a WhatsApp or a comment on Facebook and let us know what you think is the best tourist attraction in Ireland. I'm just going to keep throwing them at you.
Now, I'll be honest, it takes a lot to impress me. I've been to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, okay. It's a hole in the ground.
What was her name again?
That's just a big hole in the ground.
And when I went to the Grand Canyon, people said to me, oh, but when you go to Grand Canyon, you'll be inspired. Your juices will flow. No juices flu.
Okay, then the other place I mentioned that is well worth a visit is the Giant's Causeway.
I did it. The last time I was up in the UK, I did visit the Giant's. Sorry, when you go, when you're Vodafone UK.
I know.
Vodafone UK on my
phone.
It's
in North County Antrim.
But it's
can you not just deal with that? Why do you have to go in the UK?
Well, it's part of the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Northern Ireland.
Ask me
home. For the moment.
It's part of this beautiful island of Ireland. It's on the North Antrim coast.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Giant's Causeway?
Yes, I have.
And?
It's 50p coins on the ground. Literally took me ages to get there. You had to get the bus down to it. And everybody's like, oh, this is amazing. Oh, this is a feat of genius, this is. No. Literally spent 5 minutes hopping from one. Is it a hexagon?
I think so, yeah.
From one hexagon.
Well, you're not amazed by the way they're structured, the way they're made, what actually made them?
No.
There's nowhere else in the world that there is a ground structure like that.
Thank fuck for that. Thank fuck there's only one. It doesn't. That's why they don't charge into it. Who would pay to stand on a piece of rock that's shaped like a hexagon?
Now, one place that I've never been to, but I want to go, it's on my to-do list, in fact, I'll do it this summer, is at Newgrange in County Meath. Have you been there?
No, what goes on there?
It's a big old fort from back in the day.
A fort?
Yeah, it's a big ancient building. It's a lump in the ground.
As in from the 4th century?
No, from even well before that.
And what does it do?
It doesn't do anything, there.
Now, see, if something doesn't do something, like I love, in the same vein, I love Universal Studios in Florida.
It's hardly a tourist attraction.
Oh, yeah, it is a tourist attraction. I love the roller coasters.
Well, then, okay, Emerald Park.
I've been to Emerald Park.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
No, it pissed rain the day I was there.
Hang on. Kem Beach in Achill Island.
I've never came on a beach. What did you say?
Oh, Gervert is back.
Gervert never went away.
Keen Beach on Achill Island.
Keen Beach. I've been there. And it rained the day I was there as
Jesus.
Well. Yeah, literally, we went to the beach, went to Keen Beach.
Why are you going to these places? Why are you going to beaches on rainy days?
It was during the summer. It was June. I paid for buckets and spades for the kids, the whole shebang, drove down to the beach, and a big cloud came over, pissed rain, and we all went home. And no.
Who goes to the beach on a rainy day?
It started out as a nice day and it became a rainy day. There's very few places in the world that would... I tell you one place that I'd do it, the Coliseum. I think that would get my juices going.
I've been to the Coliseum about 3 times, yeah?
Why'd you go 3 times?
I've never gotten in the door.
Actually, you're the same size as Russell Crowe.
What?
Now. Have you seen Russell Crowe now?
Oh, he's a big unit.
Glad he ate her.
He's a big unit. Okay, apparently the Hill of Tara is even better than Newgrange.
You want to send me to a hill?
A hill, yeah.
A hill, a literal hill. Think of a hill outside my house.
Adam wants to know, you said, what goes on in Newgrange? Are you for fucking real, Jeremy?
Why, what does go on in Newgrange?
Well, you want to find out.
But what is it? What goes on there?
The sun. Winter.
The sun, winter.
Yeah, the shortest day of the year, the tunnel, the sun lights up the tunnel. Jeez, you're so uneducated.
Well, Jesus, how did I miss that all my life?
You're so uneducated.
Go on, fire one more at me.
Clonmacnoise ruins in Offaly.
That other place I went to, it's one of the 7 wonders of the world.
What?
Clare Hall Shopping Centre. No, it's not Clare Hall Shopping Centre. What's one of the 7 wonders of the world? It's in Spain.
It's in Spain?
Yeah, the Alhambra.
That's only a cathedral.
It's a palace. And people were saying as well, you've got to see the Alhambra Palace. It's one of the 7 wonders of the world. I'm wondering why people would go to it.
Have you ever been to the Stairway to Heaven in County Tyrone?
No.
I haven't either, but I want to see it.
And what goes on there?
It steps all the way up this mountain, and it looks amazing.
Steps up a mountain, yeah. Again.
Steps up a mountain, yeah.
You're not selling it to me.
Okay, I'm struggling now. Oh, I have one for you. The great skid marks on the cul-de-sacs in Darndale.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful sight. Beautiful
place. Would you like to visit there?
Yeah, I've been there many, many times. Ah, lads, no, I have a place. The only place I would take time out to go is the Star Wars Island. Where is that?
The Star Wars Island?
Star Wars Island.
Oh, that's off the southwest coast.
Of which country?
Ireland, you fool.
Oh, sorry, it's off the coast of Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember. Hang on. It's very hard to get out there. They restrict the amount of tourists that can go to it.
Oh, no, I know people. I could guess.
Skellig Michael, it's called, yeah?
Skellig.
Off the coast of southwest Kerry.
Now, Skellig, as I remember from school, is the Irish for an island.
Yeah, and it's a little small little yoke, yeah?
Okay.
And they do tours out to it, but they only bring a limited amount of people a day.
And, like, is there stormtroopers there? And, like, if they
it's just a fucking island. It's just literally a rock.
Is there nothing to do with Star Wars there?
Nothing whatsoever.
Ah, but what's the point, then? I thought there'd be, like, stormtroopers there when you get off the island and go... show me your ID.
No.
That's bollocks then. Sorry, I'm sorry.
See, there's nowhere.
It's not a Star Wars attraction.
No, well, it is, in that it was in Star Wars.
But I have a vision that when you get off the boat, yeah?
Yeah.
And the boat's called the Millennium Falcon. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just a trawler.
Oh, that's bollocks. Who did the marketing for that place? But when you get off the boat, yeah, that Darth Vader's going, welcome to my island.
Can I just tell you?
That's bollocks. I'm sorry for cursing. I need to get a job marketing that kip. Is there a Star Wars cafe on the island?
Nothing. There's nothing on the island.
Or you can order a C-3PO cocktail.
No, it is literally a rock in the middle of the Atlantic.
A rock in the middle
of the Atlantic? That's all it is.
But why haven't they got Star Wars characters there?
Because it's only a rock. There isn't a shopping centre on it.
So there's no shop where
there's no roller coasters on it.
Where do you get the merch?
You don't get merch.
There's no merch.
It's only an island.
Sorry, lads. At the risk of repeating myself, ball ox. Literally ball ox. I'm sorry. I'm not going. I've been going mad to go there. I thought it was like you could fly like an X-Wing and stuff when you're out there.
No.
So it's just an island.
So there is nowhere on the island of Ireland
son wants to go to that
Skellig Michael,
Star Wars Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's
you can't bring him to it.
My son's a bit thick.
Okay.
Yeah. Could I bring him to Ireland's Eye, which is just across the road there, and tell him that it's...
No, because it doesn't look anything like it.
A few people to dress up as Star Wars characters.
No, Ireland's Eye looks nothing like it.
But it's an island. He won't know the difference.
No, the whole thing about Skellig Michael is it's a rock.
I'll get you. You can be Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, you prick.
No, but you can be Jabba the Hutt. And when he arrives at the island, you go, ho, 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 welcome to the island. Ho, 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 ho. Okay, nobody has impressed me. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed. Oh, that's it. Cough all over the podcast, why don't you?
You shit all over the podcast.
No, I don't. Have you ever been to the Famine Village in Donegal? Amazing place.
You need to go to the Famine Village, but the looks of you.
No, the Famine Village in Donegal. Amazing visit.
I couldn't even tell you where Donegal is in the map. Show me a map.
Have you never been to Donegal?
Never been to
Donegal. Shame on you.
Never been to
Donegal. Shame on you.
Why is it shame on me?
It's one of the most beautiful counties in the island.
Oh, you obviously have a love child up there or something.
I don't have any love children.
What other reason would you have to go to Donegal?
Because I visited it many times.
Is Donegal part of... I have to be careful.
Oh, fucking hell. This is embarrassing. Ask that question out loud.
No. Is it...
Go on, ask that question out loud. County Donegal, is it what?
Is it part of...
Part of what?
Us.
Part of us. The whole island is part of us.
What?
What's the question you're asking?
It's in Ulster, isn't it?
It is in Ulster, yeah.
So do they all talk like that up there?
Some of them do.
Oh, no, wouldn't be having that.
Why?
I just don't like that accent. Sorry.
In answer to your question, Donegal is part of the 26 counties, you gobshite.
Oh, no, I knew that, obviously.
No, you didn't. I can tell by the look on your face.
We were given that as part of the 1960 treaty or something like that, wasn't it?
The 1960 treaty.
What was the thing?
The 19...
They said you can have Donegal, but you can't have the Cliffs of Moher. No, you get...
We have the Cliffs of Moher.
So they wouldn't let us have the Giant's Causeway. That's grand. Don't care. Don't care. Don't. Never wanted this. Don't want it.
I hope you've enjoyed this weekend edition of Opinions Matter. I hope it was all worth your while.
I doubt it was. And if you really enjoyed it, rewind it back and listen to it again. Drunk. It's probably better if you listen to it drunk, isn't it? I'm telling you though, Star Wars cocktails on that island, yeah? Little bar set up, yeah? Obi-Wan Kenobi's bar.
It's only a fucking rock in the ocean. And in order to build a shopping centre on it...
I didn't say a shopping
centre. It won't look like it actually looks. Sticking on the top of it, a big shopping centre.
No, not a shopping centre, but a little bar, Obi-Wan's bar.
No, it's not happening.
Okay. And Yoda could work behind that.
Get over it.
Cocktails you want. Cocktails I have.
I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Nobody did. Literally nobody. And sorry, least of all me. It's painful. I'd rather go, actually, for a prostate exam.
I can make that happen.
What do you mean?
I know a man.
Well, we all know a man. It's called a GP.
I know the main man.
The main, Mr. Prostate.
Yeah, I know the man who does the job.
Always get your prostate checked, men Absolutely. And women.
What?
Prostate cancer does not discriminate.
Women don't have one.
So it does discriminate.
It does, yeah.
So women can't get prostate cancer.
How could they if they don't have one?
Why don't they have a prostate?
Do you have a womb? You probably fucking do, actually.
That's a stupid question to ask.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.